Tonight's presentation of the WLDW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor on the 4G LT Network, the Talk of the Thumb, Pruski Insurance Agency of Paddax, Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky, Countryside Sales and Service of Sepwick, Stacks Market of Owendale, USA Schools, Think USA, More Motors of Carroll, the undisputed minivan capital of the Thumb, DS Services of Cass City, for all of your agricultural needs. Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Sebring Family Medicine, a division of Sure Healthcare Network, people you trust, caring for people you love. McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, let the games begin. Flannery Auto Mall, and BathQuest. Sailor and internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor on their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the Talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. All rights are reserved. Reproduction and redistribution of this program in any manner without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and the MHSA is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight in the District 83 Championship hosted by Harbor Beach. It was a packed house. As soon as the doors opened, people started lining up at 5:30 tonight for doors opening at 6, and it is standing room only already, and we're still 25 minutes away from tipping off. When the Michigan High School Athletic Association tournament began just 4 days ago, I don't think anyone could have predicted the level of competition and intensity we have seen in District 83 so far. Ubley and Cass City were up first, and Monday came out blazing more than a Saturday night in Colorado.
I can guarantee you, though, out of the six teams that played in District number 83, none of them were cupcakes. The only cupcake that was in this district is one that's right in front of you right now. Aww. Because Clark has a birthday today. I think we should all celebrate this. And you're contemplating this, people out in Radio Land, I want you to know that it was a very competitive as far as both squads, Cass City and Ubley. Parker Hare, Sawyer Cathrell, and Logan Shank, they stood out. And of course, they ran into an Ubley buzzsaw. And the whole host of Bearcats, led by Jeffrey Wright, they were not going to be denied, and that's how that game went.
Final score was Ubley 59, Cass City 57. But that was just a precursor for the game to follow. A lot of people expected a classic and close Harbor Beach USA game between two veteran coaches. But it's safe to say no one expected that much of an instant classic game.
Two coaches that belong in the Hall of Fame, and both teams had a legitimate shot at pulling the overtime contest out. Aaron Sines and Jason Gaffke from USA and Harbor Beach, respectively, they put on a show, basket for basket. All I can say is what a game. I'll never forget that one.
USA wins in overtime over Harbor Beach 60-55. Wednesday brought us another doubleheader, except this time it was front-loaded. In what felt like a matinee edition, Ubley put on a valiant effort against the Bad Axe Hatchets, but fell short when the clock showed zeros. Bad Axe wins 62-51.
Jeffrey Wright of Ubley, he closed out a phenomenal career with 22 points. And Matt Mikecheck, during this whole week, he burst onto the scene as a player that was cut from Jeffrey's mold. Kind of like a guy that we can go ahead and take a look at in the future and keep this ball rolling.
In the second game, USA took care of business and wiped out the Lakers 67-37. Which sets up tonight's district championship, bound to be a good one between the 21-0 Bad Axe Hatchets and the surging USA Patriots.
For the USA Patriots, Aaron Sines has played phenomenal during the tournament, but he only played a half a game against the Lakers and still managed to accumulate 17 points. Now, the Lakers, they will file this experience, and they're going to go ahead and unveil a new team next year, and I'm looking forward to seeing them. As far as Bad Axe, yes, they are riding a 21-game streak, and we're going to see tonight if they're going to go ahead and continue it as 22.
Whoever wins tonight will head themselves to regionals in Ithaca, Michigan, and will be with you every step of the way. And don't forget, this Sunday, you won't want to miss this week's edition of The Baseline with Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Paul P. Adams, Sunday at 7 p.m.
Yes, much to discuss after an exciting week of basketball at District 83 here in Harbor Beach, Michigan. Please join us.
You're listening live to the WLEW Sports Network, your Harwood home for high school hoops. Tip-off in 22 minutes in District 83 championship between the and the USA Patriots on your Harwood home for high school hoops, Sports Radio 102.1.
From good guys in the used car department at Graf, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Brian and Keith.
Hey, boss. There's been a lot of talk lately about what we're doing here in our used car department.
Yep. I told you letting people know they could get a good used car at Graf was a good idea. More importantly, following through on that promise.
That's right. What they want is a good, honest deal on a good used car, and they know where to get it, right here at Graff.
You got it, Brian. Now let's give them a great Graff deal.
You bet. Now till the end of March, we're going to double the value on your trade up to $4,000. Bring your trade in today, and you can get a 2012 GMC Terrain loaded with leather for $216 a month.
Now that's a good deal.
Yep, that's a really good deal. And if it's a car that's what you're looking for, we have a 2013 Chevy Cruze with leather and a moonroof. Get this for $145 a month.
Get a good, honest deal on a good used car from the good guys here at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on 84 months and 3% for qualified buyers with $4,000 trade.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Seaboeing Area Schools. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. USA has a strong core with early interventions. It's our mission. It's our promise. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in careers and personal life and create a more well-rounded student. At USA Schools, we lay the foundation for an appreciation into the world of the arts. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, and staff for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
872-3318. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, your Hardwood home for high school hoops, as it's District 83 Championship Night in Harbor Beach, Michigan. The friendly confines of Harbor Beach brought out their best weather for tonight. And we have an absolutely packed gymnasium, standing room only, as we're waiting both teams to enter the court with 18 minutes before tip-off. The Bad Axe Hatchets are your away team tonight, per the bracket. Let's try that again. Bad Axe enters tonight at 21-0 overall. They have wins against Vassar, which they came from behind, 42-41. Wins against Reese, who's still in play, 62-51. And Saginaw Novell, 67-52. What's notable about that, all those three teams are still in play tonight for going for district championships. Bad Axe finished 10-0 in divisional play. That makes them back-to-back Greater Thumb West champions for the fifth time in history. The head coach for Bad Axe is Mark Krug, his third year as varsity head coach, and he's gone 44-19 over those 3 years for a .698 batting average. Bad Axe enters tonight scoring 56.7 points a game, good enough for the third most productive offense in the Greater Thumb Conference, behind USA and Reese by about a point and a half. Defensively, the Hatchets are in the upper tier, fourth in the Greater Thumb Conference, allowing 43.9 a game on defense. So when it comes down to it, Bad Axe through 21 games wins on average by 12.7 points, the best average margin of all GTC teams. On the road, Bad Axe sees a drop in offensive production, but their defense improves by the same margin. The Hatchets score three less at 53.4, but they also allow 3 points less.